Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Uh-oh.
Oh, what?
I guess I'll have to hold my mic down the whole day.
Well, it's getting better as you go. Let go of it. Let go now.
Let me get it down here.
Like springing up forward.
It's almost.
It's almost there. Is it just too tight?
Maybe.
Well, just lean up.
I'll just hold it down.
All right.
It's fine. Whatever.
Well, what are you going to do when you have to read?
Here, I'll fix it. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Let Vinny fix it.
He's going to break it.
Can you just jack it around a little bit? Oh, there we go. Yeah, put this downwards.
Oh, boy.
Oh my God, Vinny, you're a freaking genius. Vinny is a genius. Vinny is a genius.
See, I can do stuff.
Dude, you are a total MacGyver. You just MacGyvered that thing.
What? Did he put his phone on there?
No, he put a stapler. He jammed a stapler.
Stapler.
Please go to radioalice.com/watch and just see what a genius I work with. Like, I don't think I give you enough appreciation, Vincent.
I have to. Yeah. I haven't Instagrammed in like 2 weeks.
Do it from this angle so you can get the.
I thought he was going to do like tape and a paper clip and a rubber band.
You know, it could have been a mess. Hold on. I'm going to be saying genius in this. Genius. Genius.
Perfect.
There you go. We'll put that up. You can Instagram something. I Instagrammed the bean and noodle portrait of Barbara Streisand.
It's better by far than I imagined it all these years.
I know. I pictured it being just her face because he said portrait.
Me too.
You know, that's a full body thing.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's, you know.
I wouldn't have it.
But. Still bean and noodles, but it's, you know. Right. I sort of pictured like a kid, you know, when your kid comes home with like the macaroni portrait that's been spray painted gold at school. And you're like, this is great. And you obviously did a ton of work on it. How long do I have to hold on to this before I can throw it away? Oh, this is great. Vinny, you are a problem solver. I'm very impressed. Do you remember when back in the olden days when we used to play records, you guys?
Yeah.
Hey, kids. There were these things called record players. Well, maybe kids do know about them because they go to DJ things. And, you know, they had like a little arm and it had a little stylus on it. You'd put it down into the grooves of the record. But sometimes it would, like, almost the arm was too light or something, and you'd put a penny on top of the arm to hold the stylus down into the groove of the record. And it was, and clearly that's where Vinny learned his balance,
skills.
His balance, counterbalance skills. Records, kids.
Okay,
they
posted
can teach
a picture
stuff.
Of it, everyone, okay. On my Instagram.
And I'm saying genius in it. Is my face all screwed up from it?
Yeah, it looks. It's a great shot.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah.
By great, you mean?
By great, it's horrible. It's a horrible shot.
You know, I don't know what your problem is.
Did
I really
you tag
like
me
you.
In it? I really like you, too, especially when, look at what you did for me already this morning. We haven't been in this room for 5 minutes, and Vinny is.
I don't tag.
Just always doing stuff.
I know, me neither. I just throw it up.
Oh, you don't?
No.
That's possible. Well, then how am I supposed to find it?
Well, it should just be there.
It didn't pop up.
It's coming now. It's just posted. We don't have the fastest internet here or mics that stay in place, but
why
you know,
can't they just
we have
Instagram?
High hopes for
oh, there it is.
Things
it's
to
there.
Come. Don't we?
Yeah.
We do.
Is anything
is everything gonna change or is nothing gonna change?
I think things will be better.
I'm liking this.
It's a great
genius.
Yeah.
I really feel like I gotta comment on this whole thing. Vinny is a genius.
Trip out yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So what we, you know, I've told you guys all we've been going through this move, and now everything's in our house, and I feel like I've already reduced my footprint in the world in such a way that I hardly have one. I mean, not that I don't have Instagram or whatever, but just I don't let things pile up. I'm not a pack rat, as you know. Most people seem to be.
So you feel like if you were to suddenly not be there anymore,
they could remove me completely from my house.
There would be very little that people would have to do to clear you. Okay.
To clear that I ever existed.
You don't have some giant rock collection somewhere or.
But one of the things that I've been carrying around like a donkey and didn't even realize how far back it went is that I had my tax returns from the 90s.
Oh.
Like all the way back.
You've been carrying those around with you?
From when I worked at South Coast Surf Shop in Ocean Beach, San Diego.
Oh, my God. Did you look at how much you made that year?
Well, yeah. What's funny is at the surf shop, I'd made $19,000.
Oh, that's respectable in the 80s, dude.
Well, I was the manager. Listen.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
managed
that you.
That
well,
store.
That is good money.
But then my first year in radio, I brought in $11,000.
Oh.
Took quite the pay cut. Yeah. And I might add, they didn't take taxes out of that.
You what?
The first year I was in radio, because I was just doing surf reports from the beach, I didn't actually go to the station. They were paying me a flat fee for each call.
And you were a contractor, and they sent you a check. And
I didn't know that that's how.
Oh, Lord.
There was never a conversation about that.
So you didn't set aside half the money to pay your taxes with?
I didn't think one thing about it at all. Because, you know.
Oh, my God.
Why would I?
Oh, I agreed.
And then they W-2'd me or whatever. They 1099'd me or whatever. And I owed money I obviously didn't have.
Probably close to $5,000.
At that point, I was. I mean, I considered myself a grown-up. I was probably 20.
Yeah. What did you do?
21.
Did you go and set up a payment plan with the IRS? Or
no. I think my parents loaned me the cash and I paid them back the next year. And I also told my company,
I'm not doing this anymore.
I have to quit. Mm. And they were like, "What? Why?
Unless you make me an employee.
This is great. What's the problem?" And I was like, yeah, it's great for you guys. I just had to pay $4,000 of money I don't have to the government.
Oh, that must have been hard for you. We can give you more hours.
Yeah.
You can set aside the new hours.
No. Here's one of the things. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Here's the keys to the prize closet. Help yourself. I'm like, come on.
I'm going to take everything in here and head down to the used record store
now. How many Testament CDs can I sell before they're not going to buy them anymore? You know?
Yes, I do.
Testament's an old heavy metal band. Yeah. Well, actually, they're not old. They still make music today.
You never know when you'll see him on any given Friday with a with a new record out.
Yeah. Anyway,
the struggle is real, people. You know, be very careful if you. I don't know. I mean, I know this happens to a lot. That happened to me too. I worked at this place called Radio New England, and the guy was paying me under the table. I mean,
Radio
he actually
New
wasn't
England.
Paying me under the table. I thought I was getting paid under the table right up until he handed me a 1099 form, and at that point, or mailed it to me. At that point, I didn't even live in the state anymore. And I had to come up with all this money, and me and John took out a loan because we had moved away together, and it sucked because I was like, oh my God, we're already so poor, and now I got to come up with $3,000.
You know what? Now that I think about it, my dad may have helped me get a loan from his credit union. That might be how I paid that. Anyway, yeah, I didn't have the money, and all those arrangements are. I just wanted to.
Yep. Let's pay this off.
Do my thing. I thought I was, you know, on my way. I mean, I was on my way.
Sure. It's just that these little stumbling blocks, this is how you learn. These are learning experiences.
So then I was like, well, that's funny. Through the shredder. Just, you know, who needs tax returns from the 90s?
Well, right. And actually, there are places, you know, that's so true, because for years I fill a box. Actually, I fill less boxes now. I have one of those things. You just scan everything in, so I have all digital files, except for things, I guess, that you really need to keep, and which are like original copies of, you know, birth certificates, because that's it. Everything else I can just reprint off the computer. But I have huge boxes of stuff marked with the years just stuffed in my attic. And you only have to keep that stuff for 7 years. You wouldn't even want to have it from before that, because God forbid the IRS found out you had it and they're looking at it. Like, well, give me everything you got. No. I'm not doing it. But there are places, right, that will take your. So you don't have to sit there and paper shred everything?
Oh, yeah, like those data safe places.
Or just data disposal places. Yeah, yeah, probably data safe.
We had to do
that
when my dad died. He had so much paperwork. And I first was using the shredder that we had.
And then it burned out?
Oh, it burned up. I mean, it was just like, oh, this isn't going to work. So called this place, and the guy came the next day. Boxes and boxes of stuff we just turned over.
For them to shred.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just pray that you don't shred that one thing you need.
Yeah, I mean, well, everything worked out fine.
I mean, that's, yeah, that's a tough one.
It is, it's hard.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, I was even saving, like, phone bills and stuff. There's just no need for, like, everything that was in the file for that year, I'd just pick up the whole file and put it in start new file folders.
I mean, really?
I have, like, PG&E bills from, you know, 1997. I'm sure of it.
Well, that's, I went through, so that's, you know, it's funny, as I got farther along, or... as I got along in the years there, I was finding things. One of them was these little sticky tabs, you know, little sticky promotional, that Cosmo.com. I'm all, huh, I guess they never made it. It was one of those things at the time in the 97 when we got here.
Yeah.
As the Silicon Valley was just starting to boom, we were sort of part of all these companies' hopes and dreams.
Dot-com-a-rama.
I'm looking at Cosmo going, yeah, I guess they didn't make it. I just looked them up now, and I found I misspelt it, and it says there's a little corner of that website, Cosmo.com, with an S, that says, if you're looking for Cosmo.com with a Z, click here.
Oh.
After all these years.
Was it K-O-Z-M-O?
Uh-huh. So.
What did they do? Do you remember?
Books. They did what Amazon does, except they.
Didn't do it as well as Amazon.
And so you click on Cosmo.com and it brings you to a page that says, if you're looking for CDs, Amazon. So maybe Amazon bought them?
Maybe. I just made them a redirect site.
I don't know, but it was another one of those little jump backs
funny.
In time.
Everybody was a dot-commer at that point. Mm-hmm.
Everyone still is.
Yeah.
Still a thing.
We just don't even think about it anymore. I remember when we first moved here, that was when I first noticed that, wow, you almost can't get through an advertisement without them putting their website on there. Whoa, this is getting...
crazy.
It's getting crazy. And now it's like, it's crazy if you hear an ad that doesn't have some kind of website.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. What are you trying to fail? What's the matter with you?
Don't confuse Cosmo.com with Cosmo.com. The only thing we have in common is Cosmo. Uh-huh. They're very similar names. Throughout Cosmo's short life and continuing today, we receive tons of visitors looking for Cosmo with a Z.
How funny.
Click here if you're looking for CDs and books and DVDs.
The world changes. So you found this roll of stickers in your...
Yeah, there were just little notes on different things, and it was just another one of those 2 seconds of thought before it went into the shredder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
97, what am I doing with that?
Right. Oh my God. That's actually, it inspires me. Sometimes you never go through that thing where you start to clear something out, and then you go on a tear, and you just like find yourself with a huge pile of crap that you're... You've either got to take to the dump, I guess, to the paper shredding mill,
yeah,
or to Goodwill.
Someone says, 650, if you need bulk shredding, check with your local city. Many cities will provide bulk shredding for residences once or twice a year.
Oh.
Just bring it in, drop it off with the shredding company they connected with. Huh. Someone says, my bank has a shred-a-thon. It says share-a-thon, but they must mean shred-a-thon once or twice a year. 707 says, adulting sucks.
Yeah, adulting is super difficult. Look at your kid, you go, they're never going to be able to adult. How are they going to do that? Am I going to be doing their finances their whole life?
Actually, you know, it's funny. Speaking of, that the surf shop tax 1040
yeah.
was filled out by my dad. I'm looking at my dad's writing going, oh, Dad.
Funny.
Oh.
Funny.
Well, I mean, our parents are a resource for us.
Absolutely.
Dad, what do you do about blank?
Give me
Mom,
that.
Mom, how do I blank? Right.
Give me that.
Let me help you with that.
Last thing you need is more trouble. I can hear him now.
No, last thing I need is more trouble from you.
Yeah, I'll do it. Just give it to me.
Boy, were you there?
And then I'll mow the lawn too, because you just can't do it.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
It's how Isla Vinny feels about Isla painting is how his dad feels
right.
about
yeah. it. Like, nope, you can't paint. No. Just go to your room.
Yeah, someone
play with
come
your
and
dolls.
Get this kid quick.
This is not helping. All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.